This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. At least 110 people are confirmed dead in what has become the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. The devastating wind-driven blaze tore through the town of Lahaina on the island of Maui. Hawaii Governor Josh Green confirmed the new total in a news conference, adding that roughly 2,000 people are still without power. A federal appeals court is upholding parts of a decision limiting access to an abortion pill. Judges on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with a Texas judge and agreed FDA did not properly follow procedures when it loosened access to the pill. The pill will not be available through the mail, but will remain on the market. The FDA website says that as of June 30, 2022, there have been 28 reported deaths in patients associated with mifepristone since the product was approved in September of 2000. Tropical Storm Hillary is currently forming in Mexico and is expected to bring heavy rain to the southwest USA. Peak intensity for Hillary is forecast as a Category 3 hurricane Saturday morning, with winds over 120 miles per hour. It is expected to weaken and bring with it heavy rainfall Sunday to parts of Southern California, Nevada, and Arizona. Target is seeing a substantial drop in sales.
Sales at Target fell over 5% in the second quarter, with customers buying less in discretionary categories and instead more in the food, beauty, and essentials categories. CEO Brian Cornell added that Target will continue to focus on the guest experience while taking a cautious approach to planning as it preps for the fall season. He added that Target will still celebrate Pride in the future. A press release from the company says the retail giant will cut its profit outlook for the rest of this year. I'm John Schaefer,
USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket is putting more Starlink satellites into orbit. The 230-foot-tall rocket blasted off late yesterday from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida, as the first stage booster had successfully landed 8 minutes later on a drone in the Atlantic Ocean. The mission is putting 22 more satellites into the Starlink. So far, Starlink has sent over 5,000 satellites into low Earth orbit. The launch from Vandenberg in California has been bumped back to later this morning. The suspect in the murders of four University of Idaho students will be back in court tomorrow.
The hearing will deal with evidence the prosecution plans to use at trial. They don't plan to use results from genetic genealogy tracing that helped detectives link Koberger to the crimes. Koberger's defense team alleges the grand jury process used to indict their client was unfair. That could also be addressed on Friday. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Barbie will be available to stream digitally in a few weeks. For about $20, you can now pre-order the movie on Amazon. It's set to arrive September 5th. Greta Gerwig's movie surged past expectations with a $155 million U.S. debut in July, the biggest opening weekend of 2023, and the best kickoff for a movie directed by a woman. Today is officially National Thrift Shop Day, so let's go pop some tags. Lance Pry, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
This is the place where the pursuit of truth continues. We thank you for joining in on the effort at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, I don't know about you, but are you frustrated with this current regime? I mean, it's like deja vu all over again. Barack Obama would say, well, we've got a bill and we're going to spend all kinds of money. It's going to give us all these shovel-ready jobs. And then after the fact, when it's not so shovel-ready, he just laughs about it, right? And so, he menteed Joe Biden. And here Joe Biden, deja vu, brings it back to us after, the first anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act. He goes, well, you know, maybe a bad title. Well, you know, and it's what, $1.7 trillion with a bad title and, you know, inferior expectations? You know, Grover Norquist joins us now. He's the president for Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, I got to tell you, in my business life, if I didn't meet an expectation, and God forbid, if I was with a Fortune 500 company that was counting on their stock, to be valued by Wall Street, and I missed a projection, heads would roll. Mine first. But in this government, it doesn't matter. They just kind of, put stuff out there. And it amazes me how 40% of the people still think Joe Biden is all that great in a bag of chips. Help me.
this just reminds us that government is not good at doing many things. There are a few things they have to do, national defense, and some policing, although, you wonder how many crimes are stopped by policemen as opposed to how many crimes are stopped by somebody who locks their house, mm-hmm. has a gun in the home, carries concealed. Police are very good at drawing chalk marks around your body afterwards,
yeah.
and maybe
right.
even catching the guy who did it. But that's not what people want. People want crime stopped, prevented. And that's why there are more private security guards in the United States than there are policemen. So even the things we think of government doing, government doesn't do very well. Make a list of the wars that any given country's done. How many of them seem like a good idea?
Exactly.
In retrospect.
Grover, we got to stop being stupid here, because what you're pointing out is something for decades. I mean, we grew up knowing this stuff. Like you said, I mean, you know, when it comes to solving crime and protection, it is a joint effort. Police are there, but also this is why we were given our Second Amendment right. If you want to rely on the police, well, what the average, the average time that they show up in any kind of shooting, somewhere between 15 and 19 minutes. Well,
yeah.
When people are shot in seconds, 15, 19 minutes, like you said, at that point, hey, just bring out the chalk and the body bag.
Yeah, the shootout at the OK Corral was over in a matter of 1 or 2 minutes. serious damage happens early. Mm-hmm. So, but step outside of the areas where we think of, you ought to have a police force to arrest people, okay, yeah, and a court to deal with contracts and with crimes and so on, and an army to keep the Canadians on their side of the border, because you got to keep an eye on those guys. But once you get past that, you make a list of things. Schools weren't run by government for many, many years. Remember, John Stuart Mill, the great freedom thinker out of Europe, pointed out, he said, well, you let the government take over education, and they'll start telling everybody what to think, and gee whiz, talk to your kids today about when they come back from school telling you all sorts of weird things that they know because their teacher told them. And the terrible reports we're getting out of, how many kids can read at third grade level when they're in third grade or do math at that level. I mean, the present government-run system is crippling kids at a young age. Because you don't learn to read early, when are you going to start? Life gets busy.
Right.
I mean, and the same thing with math. I mean, you have to have the fundamentals early in order. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can always go back to reading when, I haven't read a book this year. Okay. But you know how, and you're comfortable, and you can do it, right?
Those skills, though, you invest in those skills, and they compound. I believe this is something that, and I don't know why I know this, Grover. Maybe experience, maybe God revealed it to me. I don't know exactly, but I'm firmly convinced we live life in 5-year chunks. Between 0 and 5, there is a certain amount of things that you should learn in those years, and consequently, between 6 and 10, there's a new set that you put on top of what you learned between 1 and 5. And then, in each incremental 5-year quadrant that you go through, you are advancing your education. If you fail to do that, and you say, well, you can go back. But when you go back, it's a little bit more difficult because you need to have the foundation. If you're missing some of the foundation, then some of these things, the puzzle pieces don't quite fit. I'm not saying it's impossible to get it, but just my observation is that these key 5-year quadrants and these elements that we live, we must learn those things appropriately. If not, then we're trying to look over our shoulder and learn what we should have learned 5 years ago, and now we've got new stuff to learn at the same time. Does that make sense in any way?
Well, yeah, it certainly does, because life is segmented in different pieces, and your brain is absorbing stuff. I mean, the number of words you're supposed to be learning as a young person every single day doesn't work if you're in a government-run school and you're just not being stretched and the teacher's not having discipline, then they really don't care because they've got a pension, whether you learn anything or not. And the principal's not firing anybody because there's a union and you can't. So once you're somebody's got tenure, how is this supposed to work? So when you get to something like the Inflation Reduction Act, which, as you point out, was just a lie from start to finish. We actually have laws that if the private sector said this will make you lose weight and it doesn't, you can be fined. You can go to jail for fraud. This will reduce inflation. No, it won't. And they
knew that, and they knew that from day one, Grover. That's the disgusting thing about all this. And this isn't something real simple like, oh, I made a mistake because I sold you, the wrong diet pill. I mean, this is $1.7 trillion of the people's money.
Yes. And of course, that will make inflation worse than it would be otherwise, not better than it would be otherwise. And you have a situation where, we don't have a functioning media in the sense that somebody is willing to, tell truth to power and challenge them. We have a media that lives off of big government. It gets press releases and reads them and acts like they were journalists.
Yeah. That's about another big lie, is the IRA, right? I mean, the lies just keep abounding in today's political environment. This is why we, the people, have got to smarten up, Grover. And I'm so grateful that you come on every week. You're so faithful to do this, because this is our way to speak truth to power. And the thing is, you know, the power is in we the people. So we're speaking to you, ladies and gentlemen. This is your government. You got the government that you have acquiesced to. And they are messing up our lives, and they're costing us lots of money. And here we are just finding out that, hey, we're spending more money per person in Ukraine than the victims in Maui, Hawaii. I'll let you think about that as we go to break.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As the Tide Ministry celebrates its 77th birthday, I often wonder what it must have been like to experience Reverend Charlie Byers' first broadcasts back in 1946 when Chambersburg got its own radio station. The excitement people in Chambersburg experienced when they heard the Gospel Tide Hour on air 77 years ago is mirrored and magnified today as people around the globe find joy and hope when they hear of salvation through Christ in their own language, many for the first time. Over the years, the Tide Ministry has introduced millions around the world to the life-saving truth of the gospel, and we're determined to continue this important outreach for another 7 decades or until Christ returns. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform president. We're just talking with Grover off air here and just again citing just how critical it is. I'm Grover, I got to tell you, I hear some people who are interviewed and, you know, regarding the 2024 election, and they're happy with Joe Biden. And I say, please help me understand why you're happy with him. Because, I mean, these are some people that respond like this are blue-collared people. I mean, this middle class and lower middle class has been absolutely pulverized by this president. And it's like, wait a minute, have you not had enough pain and realize that this is being brought to you by the Democratic Party and Joe Biden, just like this Inflation Reduction Act? What this was all a ruse so that he could squeeze in his green agenda. And so, and shame on our politicians, our elected officials, like you say, the Republicans especially, who should have known better. I mean, this was a Trojan horse. And so now, a year after the fact, you know, the president, well, I kind of regret calling it the Inflation Reduction Act. Actually, it was more about this this emerging, crisis emergency that we're under, that he, told one reporter, a weather reporter, that he had issued a executive order. And I don't know. Did you see an executive order for that?
Well, it's a little disconcerting that he isn't quite on top of what his administration is doing. But he has an entire public relations operation, and that includes the establishment press, which, you know, knows that it is the policy of this administration to raise the cost of energy, to raise the cost of real energy, natural gas, coal, gasoline for your car, in order to make less efficient energy competitive, right? It's not competitive.
It's to take away your choice. Bottom line, he's taken away your choice. You have no choice. Your freedom has been clipped because of this.
Well, and it's taking away your freedom to do something that only delivers power when the sun's shining or when it's windy, that costs more than before. It's not only you can't see why you got to do X. It's, we're moving you to X, which is more expensive for you. Mm-hmm. You will have to use less energy because it's more expensive. You will be warmer in the summer and colder in the winter. You will be poorer. We won't have the productivity growth that we've had in the past. We're choosing a path of the past, right? Before you had fossil fuels, you didn't have cars trains. And you can't use a solar power to run a train or windmills to run trains or cars. So it's deliberately making us poorer to make us more dependent on the government and to take an entire segment of the economy and turn it into a government project, a subsidized project. Any alternative energy thing goes bankrupt without subsidies, which means the government runs you. There'll be no private companies making solar. I mean, they may call themselves private. The profits may be private, but they exist or die based on what some politician says. So who do you think they're taking orders from? Their customers or the government?
Oh, of course. Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, and the thing is, it's not our government, because the thing they want us to get into is not going to make us beholding to the United States government, but the CCP. And of course, then you're starting to see what's happening with all these batteries, right? You saw what happened in New York. These batteries are exploding. The very batteries they want us to rely on are exploding. They're killing more people than other disasters that have occurred in history. And yet we blindly just keep on plowing forward, thinking the government is looking out for our best interests. No, this is not a choice. They're forcing a choice on you, just like they did with COVID and everything else. And so when you do that, then forget about talking about freedom. You don't have freedom any longer. You're beholden to Joe Biden and the likes of Joe Biden and the administrative state.
And that is the goal. The goal is power. If you read the last few pages of 1984 by George Orwell, the government, the dictators who manage it, when they're asked, well, why do you do what you do? What are you trying to accomplish? Right? It doesn't seem to be working. But no, you don't get it. It's just about having power. It's not what we do with it. It's having the power over you.
Exactly.
We can make you say yes. We can make you say no. We can paint you red. We can take, but It's our decision. We have the goal is power in these people's hands.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are would-be intellectuals. They think they're smarter than other people. They think they should run other people's lives. And they go into government, the people who want to help other people by producing jobs and producing. Yeah, Elon Musk sent out a tweet. I just saw it this morning that they've sent out 10. He sent with SpaceX, a privately run space thing, 10 times more stuff up into the air than China did. Okay. Than the country of China.
Yeah. Right.
And 10 times more than the rest of the world combined. You know, that's the private sector. And
exactly.
It is a huge deal. And, you know, talk about somebody who stays up all night, works all day, creating things for other people and jobs for other people. That's Elon Musk. And the left doesn't like him. They like the politician who steals your money, keeps some of it himself and for his friends, and sends it to other people to then hand out to some other people. And some of it trickles down. Talk about trickle-down economics.
Yeah, exactly. What a laugh.
Spend a bunch of it on me and on D.C. D.C. has more.
And on my kids. You got to take care of my kids and whatever grandkids that I acknowledge, right?
Yes. And then some of it goes back, and I'm a philanthropist. No, you're not.
You're a modern thief is what you are. Exactly.
They hate the people who create things because they make government look bad. Yeah. And that's why they attack them all the time and try and demonize them. You're supposed to not like a guy who earned $1 billion, but you're supposed to admire someone who stole and wasted $10 billion. Really? I'm not sure that makes sense.
But they're involved in a system that doesn't accommodate that, Grover, and they get jealous. Everybody always wants what they don't have. They see Elon Musk, and then they get jealous, say, oh, gosh, you know, because in all that that typical union mentality, right? And I think the whole bureaucracy is just infected by that union pandemic mentality that says, hey, Grover, you're working too hard. Slow down. You're making this look bad, right? That is all. It's all about security. I want to make sure that I'm getting my raises. I don't have to. It doesn't have to be based on me. What do you mean? What kind of job I did? I show up for work. Okay, I'm a half hour late. Big whoop. You know, I'm here. Pay me more. Just cause I'm in the union. I got a label. You know, come on, give me a break.
Well, in post-COVID, in the federal government, and I haven't looked at the numbers for states, but it's the federal government. A great number of people never come into the office. At the IRS, that number is 47% of IRS people never come into the office. You can imagine how much work you get done if you don't have to be in the office and you have civil service protection against being fired. At least in the old days, when you had to show up at the office, they could theoretically go after you if you, like, didn't show up for a month. Now, not showing up isn't on the list of things that can get you in trouble. I'm not sure what can get you in trouble. Why do we expect people to work if you don't have to show up for work, if you can't be fired, if you can't be disciplined, if you can't pay the guy who works twice as hard, twice as much as the person who barely puts in any effort? Why would you not expect people to be dysfunctional and structures to be dysfunctional?
Well, this is what we've developed with decades of practice, Grover. They've become black belts in this escapism and this utopia that they've designed for themselves. And meanwhile, we the people continue to pay just an ungodly amount of money for this unaccountable, totally ineffective and inefficient process. That I get, to me, the bottom line, Grover, I don't know how happy these bureaucrats can be at the end of the day. How do they sleep at night in realizing that they're ripping the people off? Or maybe they're just so, their conscience is so seared that they don't even think that way. They think like Nancy Pelosi is, oh, you gotta be lucky. You're so fortunate that we have such brilliant people who are ripping you off working for you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Unbelievable.
Gotta leave it there. Grover, thank you, buddy.
So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
In a single moment, everything can change.
When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
USA News Update. At least 110 people are confirmed dead in what has become the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. The devastating wind-driven blaze tore through the town of Lahaina on the island of Maui. Hawaii Governor Josh Green confirmed the new total in a news conference, adding that roughly 2,000 people are still without power. A federal appeals court is upholding part of a decision limiting access to an abortion pill. Judges on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with a Texas judge and agreed FDA did not properly follow procedures when it loosened access to the pill. The pill will not be available through the mail, but will remain on the market. The FDA website says that as of June 30, 2022, there have been 28 reported deaths in patients associated with mifepristone since the product was approved in September of 2000. Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Are you ready for some no-stress shopping? Okay, we've got a guide for you. It's the school edition, of course. And we've got the one and only expert with approved tips and top picks to conquer the back-to-school season and beyond. Megan Murphy's going to be joining us in just a moment. But, you know, the new school year is upon us, and now's the chance to get ahead of the class with all the latest trends and must-haves. Lifestyle expert Megan Murphy, as I said, is going to be here. She's done all her homework on our behalf, and she's going to share all these great tips with us right now. Megan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thanks for having me.
How exciting. You get to do this kind of stuff. I mean, go and shop, check all this stuff, and, you know, the new gear and everything that's out. What's that like for you?
I love it. So I'm like an evangelist for things I love. If I find
something I love,
everybody needs to know about it. I mean, I've a longtime magazine editor, been in that business for 25 years, do a lot of television and whatnot, because I truly am an evangelist for things I love. I just have this feeling like if I like it, everyone needs to like it, and everyone needs to know about it.
You better like it. I got ways for you to like it if you don't like it. I said so, yes. Well, the deal, the bottom line, you know, like, you know, people that have this kind of passion like you do, is that we get excited when we find something that actually works, right?
Oh, God. I get next level excited. I really do. I delight in the details, and I love a good find. You know, and I always feel so grateful to be able to get to influence people in that way and to share great stuff.
So how do you pick your top tip when you have so many things that you're excited about? I mean, it's like picking your favorite child. You can't do that. So,
what I really do is I pick my favorite problem. I think like to think of myself as an expert problem solver, and I just happen to have a lot of problems, you know, three kids, busy family. And so what I really do is I look at my own pain points, and then I find products that solve those pain points. So I'll start with my favorite airport. I don't want to get sick. I can't afford to get sick. I can't afford for my kids to get sick. Like, we need A-plus immune support. That's where Airborne comes in. You couldn't pay me to get on a plane without Airborne. Because it is the number one immune support gummies, effervescents, and chewables. There's assorted fruit flavors. There's one for kids, one for adults. My kids actually like to take them because they're gummies. Mm-hmm. And it really has, like, unbeatable vitamin C, unique blend of immune-focused ingredients, things like vitamin A, vitamin E, zinc, ginger, and magnesium, and echinacea, that's going to keep us healthy, right? Like, I need to go into that new school year strong with A-plus immunity. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is key. Like, everything gets derailed if mom is sick, right? Like, that can't
happen. Exactly, or one of the kids gets sick, and then all of a sudden all your attention's to the kids, and you got, you know, we got to keep everybody marching to the same drumbeat here and moving along. And so right at the very beginning, we're fortifying our immune system, because you know when they all go to school, I mean, it's a lab experience, you know, or an experiment, I should say, right? Because you got all that bacteria flying around,
and
right?
And I think it's also, we've just been outside in the fresh air and not contained during the summer, so I think a part of it is just being back indoors. And I will tell you, Airborne is doing something pretty cool for the back-to-school season. 240 elementary schools across the country, they're going to be passing out free Airborne gummies to the teachers, to the parents, to the students. And I thought that was really cool. My mom was a teacher, and I love anything that gives back to teachers.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, when I ran a radio station in Los Angeles, this is the thing, we had like 50 people on staff, and one person gets sick, next thing you know, it's just a mess. And, I mean, I was like such a germaphobe, you know, spraying things and all that kind of stuff. People, you know, coughing, you go home, what are you doing? Get it out of here, you know, kind of thing. So you end up trying to manage that, but I could see if I was in the office today, I'd be having a big bucket of Airborne, and right there on my desk, and just say, here, come in, help yourself, you know, get it out there. And more businesses that I have been around have taken advantage of it, especially, you know, the gummy, you know, the gummy product. It's such a no-brainer, right?
It is. I travel with the effervescence. I have the gummies on the kitchen counter. My kids also like the chewables. I mean, you can kind of, anything goes, but I think the key is just giving yourself that immune support so that you're not at risk, you're not compromised.
Well, we definitely learned our lessons with COVID, right? That we had to really focus on immunity. So this is kind of a natural deal. You know, our kids have already been conditioned. They understand immunity, and here it is, and we're going to fortify them and help them out. Okay, what else?
Okay, so a lot of people are heading back to the dorm, going to college. And there's this really fun trend of just tricking out, decking out your dorm, and really giving it some personal style. I love Society6.com for sprucing up any space, really. It is an incredibly unique marketplace. So there are thousands of designs from independent artists. So you could pick a pillow, a wall covering, prints, you know, a tapestry, a backpack, a tote bag, with these designs created by independent artists. And when you purchase that, the artist actually gets paid. I think that is so brilliant. I love supporting the arts. There are incredible deals right now site-wide on Society6.com. And there truly is something for every taste. So, like, if you want your dorm to feel more boho or eclectic or modern, whimsical, farmhouse, like, you name it, there is something for everyone at a nice price.
Mm-hmm. So the total spec of options right there. I love that. And, you know, because that can be a lot of, you know, a lot of fun, right? I mean, you're getting there and getting all these ideas, and then everybody else. And then what you do is you create, you know, dorm envy, right?
Well, it's also just like a cool way to express yourself and, like, reflect your personal style and kind of, like, make a statement, like, okay, I'm into bright and colorful. This is who I am, right? I think it's really cool way to express yourself, and I love the idea that Society6 is supporting these independent artists.
Yeah, I'm at the website right now, and I'm looking at the options here. I mean, they are so cool. I mean, some really neat looking things that, hey, look, you know, you don't have, you know, your parents' couch sitting in your dorm and all whatever, and you can add these accents that really bring, you know, as part of your personality and, you know, brighten up. I mean, after all, you know, how much time do you spend in the dorm room? I mean,
exactly. And it's a small space, so you want it to be a really awesome small space, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wow, great idea. Okay, what else you got up your sleeve?
So something that Team Murphy and my kids love is the Petty Pocket Blanket. It is a staple in my house. My middle son, James, carries his around like he's Linus, and it's actually blue, ironically. Yeah. But the thing about these blankets is, Bill, they're so, so soft and so, so lightweight that they're seasonless, and they have this really cool pocket on the bottom so that you can tuck your feet into the pocket. So if you're cuddled on a couch, you're studying, you know, in your dorm room, you're never going to have cold feet. You're always going to be snug as a bug in a petty pocket blanket. And what I love is lots of different options. There's 21 different colors. There are two new prints. There's like a nifty Navajo. I just like the name. And a zesty zebra. Clearly, I need that.
Oh, you got to have that. Exactly.
Right? Zesty
who doesn't need a zesty zebra?
Right?
Right behind my list. I'm right with you. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And there's three different sizes, Bill. So depending on, you know, there's a kid size, there's the original size, and then there's the XXL. I have snuggled my whole family into the XXL petty pocket blanket for movie night. And I just love them. It's just a really fun, cozy way, you know, it's the after-school must-have.
Exactly. But it's a great idea. I mean, what a way to bring the family together, right? Movie night, and you're all under the... Who doesn't want to be under a blanket and have their feet cozy and everything like that all together? Well, what a great idea.
Sign me up. So the one thing I don't love, Bill, is making school lunches. And it's on my horizon, back-to-school lunch making. The cool part for me, though, is that my boys are almost old enough to start really doing that for themselves. And King's Hawaiian, the rolls and the slider buns make it even easier, right? So, like, a little peanut butter, you know, a little hazelnut spread, and they've got this perfect little lunch. I like the size of the sliders because there's no waste. These never come home. They eat the whole thing. And in terms of, like, convenient weeknight dinners, which are a mom must, I like a slider. Right? Like, take a little King's Hawaiian, a little ham, a little Swiss, maybe a little mayo, and you have those on the dinner table for a nice family dinner. I will say, Bill, it's not every night that we get together on the table. Often we're on the go.
Well, we've been talking with a lifestyle expert, Megan Murphy. Megan, where can they go for more information?
So, Society 6, Airborne, King's Hawaiian, and Petty Pocket. Those go to their respective websites for even more information.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Hello, my name is Gwen Carr. I am the mother of Eric Garner. I urge you to oppose the ban on menthol cigarettes, the cigarettes preferred by over 80% of African Americans who choose to smoke. I do not encourage, support, or promote smoking. Banning menthol cigarettes will increase smuggling illegal, dangerous menthol cigarettes in black neighborhoods. When you ban products sold mostly in black communities but do not have the same ban in white communities, you invite more police into our communities. My family knows all too well what can happen when police enforce tobacco control laws. Black people have already paid too high a price for discriminatory laws. I urge you to oppose the menthol ban. Let's focus on education to reduce smoking.
Sponsored by the Law Enforcement Action Partnership.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the CEO of Movie Guide, the one and only Dr. Bear, who joins us now. Hey, Dr. Ted, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing well because I love this. Every time we get together is a blessing.
Amen. Well, I'll tell you, we continue to pray for, you know, our friends in Maui, Hawaii. My daughter was there, Ted. I don't know if I told you, but she was in the midst of it. And by the grace of God, she got out, the grandkids, and their dad was already up in the Pili out of it. But boy, I'll tell you, she made it out of there by the hair on her chinny chin chin, as they say.
Yeah, and I've been there, and lots of us have been there, so it's a drastic thing. And then India, I've taught in India, and they destroyed 300 churches in the last week. So lots of terrible things going on.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, let's talk movies. The Blue Beetle, huh?
Well, The Blue Beetle is a big movie, and they're thinking that it's going to overthrow Barbenheimer, you know, Barbie and Oppenheimer. Mm-hmm. It's getting very good reviews from the secular press, which is surprising. It's a superhero movie, but people think it's a good origin story. We've seen it. We liked it. The trouble with it is, well, let me tell you the origin story. It's about a Latina family, and it's about a young boy, a college grad. He's working for a company. The daughter in the company wants him to move away from the defense industry. They've got this blue scarab, which attaches itself to Jamie, the young boy, and turns him into a superhero. But he's, you know, and the superhero he's supposed to be, his family is supposed to be his biggest detriment, but actually he finds out that his family is his biggest positive. So there's a lot of positive stuff in it. Unfortunately, and I don't know why Warner Brothers and people do this, there's excessive foul language, so that means we gave it a minus two, and there's a little brief false theology and some politically incorrect content. So, you know, if they hadn't added those elements, Bill, we would have loved it. But
yeah,
we gave it
with
a little minus two.
And of course, and you get the usual violence and, the gratuitous nudity as well. I mean, if you got all that language, you might as well throw a little bit of nudity in there too, right?
Well, it's got upper male nudity, so he's got his shirt off.
Well, it's not like the Blue Beetle went totally, you know, he didn't go totally. Right.
If you're offended by the Blue Beetle actual scarab's nudity or any cartoon nudity of kids, don't do it. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Well, let's talk about the third quarter report that reveals Disney's financial struggles, right?
Well, the reason I thought we could talk about that is because I see a lot of articles from Variety and other places talking about why Disney is struggling, and none of them mention the reason, which is that they're containing LGBTQ content and families don't want their kids being, you know, sort of groomed,
indoctrinated
by
yeah,
Disney.
Exactly.
So if Disney would just, if nobody in Hollywood's going to mention this, they're never going to deal with the problem, and Disney's never going to get on the right track. They've got to figure out, it's not that the movies cost too much, it's not the movies are too big, it's not anything else that they're blaming it on. It's the LGBTQ XYZ content.
Yeah. Well, back in the days, Ted, we used to say, does it pass the so what test? Right? I mean,
I didn't hear you.
I say back in the old days, we would ask the question, does it pass the so what test? I mean, yeah. Disney is producing product that people say, so what? Why am I going to spend good money to go to a movie that I'm not interested in? And that's well, that, you know, and now they're going to blame the people. I mean, it's like everything else. You know, this victim mentality that has. Go ahead.
The truth of the matter is that a couple of those movies are very good movies with strong Christian content, especially the Indiana Jones. So it's not like they're all bad, but they've absolutely alienated the audience, just like Target's figures went down for last month, just like Anheuser-Busch has to sell off their whole brand.
Exactly.
They're alienating their audience, and they don't understand that every week 130 to 160 million people go to church, but only about 15 to 20 million people go to movies. So we're a big audience out there, and they need to pay attention to it, whereas the other audience that they're pandering to is only a couple million people.
Yeah, amazing. You know, Ted, you just touched on something that has to do with the brand. Previously, anything associated with Disney, the colors, the logo and everything, always made families feel good. And just as with Budweiser abandoning their brand and representation of Bud Light, this is what these woke companies are doing. And Disney is falling victim, just like Target and those others that you mentioned. And the results are dire. I mean, you know, just in movies alone, I think they're over $900 million in revenue lost just with the most recent movies, right?
And they're losing a lot of the people subscribing to Disney Plus. That's dropped
on top of it. Exactly.
And so every area, it's, you know, where do you go to get your reputation back?
No, you're exactly right. And it's amazing all the years that it takes to build a brand. You know, for my marketing background, Ted, as a rule, it would take about 3 to 5 years on a national level to build a brand. And as Budweiser found out, it can take days to destroy it. This is what we're seeing. I mean, this is marketing 101, business 101, right before our eyes. And it's amazing. You know, you would think with, you know, companies the size of Disney and the cumulative intelligence that resides within that institution, and I say it's an institution, an organization, it's dumbfounding. But again, this goes back to what Jordan Peterson says, is you can become, you know, so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. And I think that Disney and these other companies have fallen victim to that that realm of lack of intelligence, and if you want to call it stupidity. Let's talk family-friendly Bluey, huh? Number two in the most streamed show? Awesome.
Yeah, Bluey is very good. It's Australian. Of course, I have a son that lives in Australia with his 9 children, one on the way in December. It's Christian. It's got a lot of Christian content. The reason that I think this is interesting is because a lot of people say, oh, the new generation, they don't like good stories. They want, you know, eclectic. They want something that's crazy. But that's not true. They're choosing the good. Not only is this one number two on Netflix, which is absolutely incredible with all of its Christian content, but Cocomelon is also in the top 10. And these are simple stories, and they're simple stories for young people. And that's what I teach, how to make great stories. And my contention is that great stories have not changed since Aristotle. Now, the means of delivering them have changed. It mm-hmm. goes from being a little, you know, wooded area where Aristotle told stories, or Plato or Socrates, to being the printing press, to being radio, to being TV, to being movies, whatever. But it's always going to change the delivery. But the fact mm-hmm. of the matter is, good stories is what you need to succeed in the box office.
Yeah, without a doubt. Hey, Ted, sidebar, if we can. I wanted to get your read. You know, we're feeling a lot of pain. I feel sorry for the strike that's going on in entertainment between SAG-AFTRA. Do you have any comment on that?
Well, this has happened so many times before. You know, my father was on the board of SAG, and when they got residuals, there's some serious issues here. Any of these strikes has to go run its course. There are people that are in the top of the industry that are honoring the strike. There are people that they gave waivers to, but now they're not giving waivers anymore. The waivers were being given to Christian projects like The Chosen, so it was actually good for the Christian projects because everything else was not being produced, but the Christian projects were being produced because they were getting the waiver because they were independent films. So mm-hmm. it's working to the benefit of Christians, and we'll see what happens. I don't mm-hmm. have a crystal ball. I don't, you know, God, the Bible says one of the worst sins is presumptuous sins. I don't presume to be exactly. able to read their mind like some of the politicians do. I just know this is where we are, and it's working to the benefit of Christian films.
Yeah, well, and speaking of AI, because that's a big issue that they're debating right now, you've got some teachers are combating the rise of AI use in their classrooms, right?
Well, the AI issue is, again, that goes back to Bluey. People want simple stories. And we talked yesterday. I met with one of the top producers in Hollywood for lunch with Robbie. And on the way back, we were talking about AI. AI is never going to have a soul. AI, you know, there's a book out about the first chess game that was won by a computer. And the reason, you remember why that chess game was won?
Remind me, I forgot.
Okay, the player who actually was better than the computer. And what happened was he presumed, don't have presumptuous sins, that the computer knew more than it did, and therefore he submitted to the computer. He could have won that game. And the same thing is true here. If they all think that AI is going to replace human beings, as friends of mine, Jerry Bruckheimer, of course, did Top Gun and everything, he says, why you want to use real cameras like Panavision and James Cameron likes that too, big cameras, is because you get happy accidents. You get sunlight. Sunlight is different. It's not what you create in a CGI. And when you have a CGI of, you know, whoever Harrison Ford or whoever it is, you miss those happy accidents and you miss the soul. You know, so God is going to speak to us. We need the soul. Bach is great, and Bach will always be great, and people that are actually in tune to God will always make great movies in their time. Now, the trouble with teaching is that a lot of kids are using AI to do their classes.
Well, we got to leave it there. He's the one and only Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. MovieGuide.org is where you want to go for all the information. Thank you, Ted. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.